Time for our local hero spotlight with Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero, folks. And you brought a local hero farmer with you, Dave Jackson from Enterprise Farm in Whately, but you also brought Heidi Norton-Smith from the Northampton Survival Center. Why?
We have farmers that have relationships with everybody in the valley. I wanted Dave and Heidi to share with you their relationship, how the farm really benefits from a relationship with the Survival Center in sharing all the produce that they have.
Well, first, Heidi from the Northampton Survival Center, tell me how access to fresh local food benefits what you guys do to help people who are underserved.
Access to really fresh stuff through Enterprise Farm has been wonderful because up until this relationship, it was more common to receive produce that had really gone beyond the prime. Some of it is in good shape, but it doesn't serve our clients with the dignity and respect that we like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it doesn't promote that feeling of this is fresh, this is local, this is healthy. Now that we're getting stuff really in its prime condition from Enterprise Farm, it really is making our clients take a new interest in what's available and what they might want to try.
Now, Dave from Enterprise Farm, how does this work on a business perspective for you? Or are you just growing stuff and donating it out of whole cloth to the Survival Center?
Well, we do both with the Survival Center. They have developed a unique program where they actually purchase stuff from us throughout the season, especially stuff that's fresh when the farmer wants to get their good price.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we're long on stuff that we don't have a home for, we give them the same stuff later on.
Mm-hmm.
So it really, really works well for us. Right now, we are supplying them with a lot of onions, but we just finished up the cucumber deal. When we first started harvesting cukes, you know, they were short in supply and demand and price was high.
Right.
So the Survival Center was buying those from us. But now that, you know, the real harvest has come in, a lot of our number two stuff, which is perfectly good, it's just bent or got a strange dent in it, we are able to donate to them
mm-hmm.
after they've bought the good stuff. So it works well for the farmer. We get our price when we need it, and then we can donate the stuff that's fresh, perfectly good, and not have to just dump it over the riverbank.
Now, Heidi Norton-Smith from the Northampton Survival Center, how does it work for you to purchase that? Because most of the time, survival centers probably don't purchase the stuff. They're getting it, right?
That's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. This all started about 3 or 4 years ago with an anonymous grant from a family that wanted to help us really put some money toward local produce. We had $2,500 to spend. That was brand new for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to search around for a farm that could accommodate that level of interest
right.
in purchasing. An Enterprise Farm, it was a natural partnership then.
Now, you who are serving people in our community who have limited access to food on a daily basis, I'm assuming that a lot of the stuff that gets donated, a lot of stuff that comes in from the state, a lot of the stuff that the food bank has access to that way is nutritious, but maybe not as nutritious as fresh local farm food. How important is it for this community to receive this like fresh vegetable from basically where they live?
Truly, among all of us, the population that are coming to us are probably the most in need of the nutritional value. You know, they're looking for every bit of nutrition that they can get from what they're eating and what we're supplying them. So the fewer hands that it passes through and the sooner it gets to them after harvest, the better for our clients' nutrition and health.
Dave Jackson from Enterprise Farm in Whately, who are assisting the Northampton Survival Center in this unique partnership, as far as I've heard, and in regards to they've got a grant and they're buying a giant farm share from you. Where do you see this going for Enterprise? And do you see this as something other farms could do with the Northampton, the Amherst, the other survival centers around in the area?
Well, I think where it has gone for us when we first started this relationship really changed my mindset to think, well, if we can do this with the Survival Center, we should be able to make this part of our business plan.
Mm-hmm.
And henceforth, we started our whole mobile market project, and we now have a bus that goes into Springfield and Somerville 4 days a week.
Heidi Norton-Smith from the Northampton Survival Center.
The way it's changed our way of doing business, three important ways, because of Enterprise Farm donating a winter share to us that comes delivered via Pedal People. It helped us to incorporate Pedal People into our new building design so that now they're taking away our trash and recycling for us.
You don't have a dumpster anymore.
We don't have a dumpster anymore, which the neighbors are happy about.
Mm-hmm.
It is also, having more fresh produce has led to more interest from our clients. So they're demanding and wanting from us more experience and understanding of how do I grow this? How do I use it? How do I prepare it? So now we're offering workshops in our conference room to teach these things to our clients. And then finally, this enterprise model has made us think, well, what can we do to provide our clients with other fresh produce and particularly dairy? So we've established a relationship with our family farms to provide fresh milk through our kids' summer food program, which we didn't do before. We're buying it from them, but they're offering it at very low cost. Another local hero through CESA.
Heidi Norton-Smith from the Northampton Survival Center, Dave Jackson from Enterprise Farm in Whately, and Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.